Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 13th. Gods and Other Frauds from Isaiah 14. Who is Isaiah talking about when he writes of the end of the oppressor? Is it the king of Assyria or the king of Babylon? Both of whom were monsters of destruction, cruelty, and pillaging. Is the oppressor, as many commentators believe, a picture of Satan himself? Suggesting that the human rulers depicted here in Isaiah simply display, in the material world, what and who is behind their evil works. We don't have to look very far in human history to find people who have, in word and deed, fulfilled the description of Isaiah 14:12-14. Rulers who demanded that their subjects accord them godlike status have littered the pages of history with their cruelty. Remember how, in the last century, all the tyrants of the age treated their people? They had images of themselves, statuary, portraits, banners, artworks, festooned all over their nations, as if to suggest that they were larger than life, more important than anyone else. Remember Chairman Mao, Fidel, Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, Pol Pot, Idi Amin, Stalin, Lenin, Brezhnev, Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-un, Hirohito, Khomeini, Hussein, Nasser, Arafat, let alone the ancients like Nero, Domitian, Nebuchadnezzar, Xerxes, or Pharaoh. At some point in their minds, these men crossed the line, dividing the divine and the mortal, the creator and the creature. They thought that they could usurp the highest throne, God's. But the world is littered with their graves and the graves of those they oppressed. God's throne is Satan's ultimate lust. See Ezekiel 28 for another description of Satan's folly, played out in the life of a human ruler, in Ezekiel's case, the king of Tyre. God's throne is also Satan's undoing, for God has decreed that from that throne, Satan's ultimate end, the lake of fire. In the meantime, Satan is alive and well in the governments of men, manipulating and energizing those in government who think too much of themselves, who believe they can govern without knowledge, acknowledging and yielding to God's supremacy in human affairs. Their end will come with Satan's. Hence the sense of urgency in Paul's admonition to believers to pray for those in positions of government. They are in a major battle, even if they don't know it or acknowledge God. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.